Rabbi JMC, it's a blessing to see so many for the meeting today. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." It's true.
Yes, sir.
Now the theme is this week is Bible prophecy.
Yes, Bible.
And did we get the question? Where are they? How many do you have? 50.
We can make more if you need.
Okay, we'll just wait for that. Okay, the subject is Bible prophecy. And especially prophecies for today. Let's look at Matthew 24. Here, Jesus gives us the main events of the future. See, this is one of the reasons we believe the Bible is God's Word, because of the prophecies. We don't know what will happen this evening. We don't know what happens in the future. But the Bible tells us what will happen. And many of the prophecies have already been fulfilled. All the prophecies about Jesus. And the Bible says He would be born in the town of Bethlehem. He was. The Bible told us all about His death. How He would die on the cross. How the soldiers would gamble. And how they would mock Him. Even the words He would speak. And all of that was written in the Bible hundreds of years before Jesus was born. There's no other book like this. And the Bible tells us what is coming. What a great light. Usually every week these days I go out to the main bus terminal in Kathmandu. The people are going many places. But they don't know where they're going. And I always think they don't know where they're going. They don't know what the future is. But we know. And in Matthew 24, Jesus tells us what will happen. And He tells us there will. He tells us of two things. There's coming a great time of trouble in the world. And the Antichrist will rule the world. And this will last about 7 years. And then Jesus will return and establish His kingdom. Let's read verses 15 to 21.
किनभने त्यस बेला यस्तो महासङ्कट हुनेछ जो पृथ्वीको सुरुदेखि अहिलेसम्म भएको थिएन न त फेरि कहिले हुनेछ अनि ती दिन नघटाइएका भए कुनै प्राणी बाँच्ने थिएन तर सुनिएकाहरूका निम्ति ती दिन घटाइनेछ त्यस बेला तिमीहरूलाई कसैले हेर ख्रिस्ट यहाँ हुनुहुन्छ वा त्यहाँ हुनुहुन्छ भन्यो भने विश्वास नगर किनभने झुटा ख्रिस्टहरू र झुटा भविष्यवक्ताहरू खडा हुनेछन् र ठुला ठुला चिन्ह र चमत्कारहरू देखाउनेछन् यहाँसम्म कि सम्भव भए त तिनीहरूले सुनिएकैहरूलाई पनि बहकाउनेछन् हेर मैले तिमीहरूलाई पहिले भनिदिएको छु यसकारण तिमीहरूलाई तिनीहरूले हेर उनी विचारस्थानमा छन् भनी भन्यो भने तिमीहरू निस्केर नजा हेर उनी भित्री कोठारमा छन् भनी भने अनि विश्वास नगर किनभने जसरी बिजुली पूर्वबाट निस्केर पश्चिमसम्म चम्कन्छ मानिसको पुत्रको आगमन पनि त्यसरी नै हुनेछ किनभने जहाँ चिनो हुन्छ त्यही गिद्धहरू पनि भेला पारिन्छन् ती दिनहरूको सङ्कष्टपछि तुरन्तै सूर्य अन्धार हुनेछ र चन्द्रमाले आफ्नो उज्यालो दिने छैन अनि ताराहरू आकाशबाट खस्नेछन् र आकाशका शक्तिहरू हल्लाइनेछन् अनि तब आकाशमा मानिसका पुत्रको चिन्ह देखा पर्नेछ तब पृथ्वीका सबै कुलहरूले विलाप गर्नेछन् अनि तिनीहरूले मानिसका पुत्रलाई बडो सामर्थ्य र महिमा सहित आकाशका बादलहरूमा आइरहेका देख्नेछन् अनि उनले आफ्ना दूतहरूलाई तुरैको ठुलो आवाजको साथमा पठाउनेछन् र तिनीहरूले चारै दिशाबाट आकाशको एक छेउदेखि अर्को छेउसम्म उनका चुनिएकाहरूलाई जम्मा गर्नेछन्
Read verses 15 through 20.
Yes, Karam Jada Daniel Bhavishyavakta Dwara Bhaneko Ujad Parne Tanit Pastalai Tinerle Pavitra Sthanma Udiyeko Dekhnecha Padne Bujhos Taba Yehudiyama Uniharu Bhagharatira Bhagan Sthanma Hune Chai Apna Gharbata Kehi Nikalnalai Tala Na Orlos Na Ta Khetma Hune Apna Lugaharu Linalai Pharkera Aavos Tar Ti Dinharuma Garbhati Hune Ra Dudh Khanerlai Haan अनि तिमीहरूको भगाई चाहिँ जाडोको समयमा अथवा विश्राम दिनमा नपरोस् भन्ने प्रार्थना गर
सो वी सी दैट वर्स 22 आई एम सॉरी वर्स 21 सेज देयर विल बी ग्रेट ट्रिब्युलेशन सच एज वाज नॉट सिंस द बिगिनिङ अफ द वर्ल्ड
त्यसले 21 औं पदमा लेखेको छ कि त्यसका लागि यस्तो महासङ्कट हुनेछ जो पृथ्वीको सुरुदेखि अहिलेसम्म भएको थिएन न त फेरि कहिले हुनेछ
Worse than all of the wars. And the Antichrist will rule. Verse 15 says he will stand in the holy place. And that means the temple in Jerusalem. Now there is no Jewish temple in Jerusalem. But they will build it. They're preparing to build it. Yeah, we saw the preparations. But Jesus will not occupy that temple. The Antichrist will occupy that temple. And he will say, I am God. And he will require the world to worship him. And the world is ready. And then Jesus will return. And he will establish his kingdom. But before these things, something else will happen. The Bible calls it the rapture. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4. And verses 13, chapter 4, verse 13 to
13 पद देखि लिएर अनि 5 अध्यायको 9 पद सम्म पढ्ने छ। 4 अध्यायको 13 पदबाट म सुरु गर्छु होला। तर हे भाइहरू हो, अरू आशा नहुनेहरूले गरे जस्तो चाहिँ तिमीहरूले शोक नगर भनेर ती सुति जानेहरूको विषयमा म तिमीहरूलाई अन्जान रहेको चाहदिन, किनकि येशु मर्नुभयो र बहुलेर उठ्नुभयो भनेर विश्वास गर्दछौँ भने उसरी नै येशुमा सुतेकाहरूलाई पनि परमेश्वरले उहाँको साथमा ल्याउनुहुनेछ। किनकि प्रभुको वचनद्वारा हामी तिमीहरूलाई यो भन्दछौँ, हामी जो जीवित छौँ र प्रभुको आगमनसम्म रहिरह्यौँ भने हामीले कुनै रीतिले पनि सुतेकाहरूलाई चिन्ने छैन, किनकि प्रभु आफै चित्कारसित प्रधान स्वर्गदूतको आवाज र परमेश्वरको तुरैसित स्वर्गबाट ओर्लो हुनेछ, अनि ख्रिस्टमा मरेकाहरू पहिले पौडेर उठ्नेछन्, त्यसपछि हामी जीवित र रहिरहेकाहरू प्रभुलाई हावामा भेट्नका निम्ति उनीहरूसित एकसाथ बादलहरूमा उठाइनेछौँ, अनि त्यसरी हामी सधैँ प्रभुको साथमा रहनेछौँ। यसकारण यी वचनहरूद्वारा एक अर्कालाई सान्त्वना देऊ। तर भाइहरूको समय र कालहरूको विषयमा मैले तिमीहरूलाई लेख्नु पर्ने खाँचो तिमीहरूलाई छैन, किनकि राति चोर जसरी आउँछ प्रभुको दिन उसरी नै आउँछ भने तिमीहरू आफैलाई राम्ररी थाहा छ। किनकि जब तिमीहरूले शान्ति र सुरक्षा भन्नेछन् तब गर्भवती स्त्रीमाथि प्रसुति वेदन आइपरे झन् तिमीहरूमाथि अचानक विनाश आइपर्नेछ र तिमीहरू कुनै रीति लुम्किनु छैन। तर हे भाइहरू हो, त्यो दिन तिमीहरूमाथि चोर चाहिँ आइपर्ने भने तिमीहरू अन्धकारमा छैन, तिमीहरू सबै ज्योतिका सन्तान र दिनका सन्तानहरू हौ, हामी न त रातका न अन्धकारका हौ। यसै कारण हामी अरू झैँ नसुतौँ तर हामी जाग रहौँ र सचेत रहौँ, किनकि सुत्नेहरू रातमा सुत्छन् मतवाला उनीहरू रातमा बाँच्छन्, तर हामी चाहिँ जो दिनका हौ विश्वास र प्रेमको कवच अनि मुक्तिको आशारूपी टोप पहिरेर सचेत रहौँ, किनकि परमेश्वरले हामीलाई क्रोधका निम्ति होइन तर हाम्रो प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्टद्वारा मुक्ति पाऊ भनी ठहराउनु भएको छ।
And so in chapter 4, Paul describes this taking, catching away of this of the believers. When will this happen? The Bible teaches us this will happen before the great trouble that will come.
संसारमा आउने त्यो ठुलो सङ्कष्टभन्दा अगाडि नै हुनेछ।
Before the Antichrist comes.
क्रिस्ट विरोधी आउनुभन्दा अगाडि नै हुनेछ।
When will it happen?
कहिले हुनेछ?
Anytime.
कुनै पनि बेला।
Maybe tonight.
आज राति नै हुन सक्छ।
Jesus said be ready at all times.
भन्नुभयो तयार बस सधैँ।
And so these are the main events of the future.
त्यसैले भविष्यमा हुने मुख्य मुख्य घटनाहरू नै हुन्।
And we don't know exactly when Jesus is coming. But the Bible says we can see the, his coming, approaching. Hebrews
10:25. पच्चिसमा र कसै कसैको आदत भए चाहिँ हामी एक ठाउँमा भेला हुन नछोडौँ तर एक अर्कालाई उत्साह दिँदै रहौँ, अनि त्यो दिन जति नजिक नजिक आउँदै गरेको तिमीहरू देख्छौ उति नै बेसी हामी यसो गर्ने गरौँ।
So, we can see the day coming.
त्यसैले त्यो दिन अहिले त हामी देख्न सक्छौ।
Do you see it coming?
के तपाईँ देख्नुहुन्छ त्यो अहिलेको?
And I want us together to see some of the prophecies that are being fulfilled now.
त्यसैले हामी सँगै मिलेर चाहिँ अहिले यी दिनहरूमा नै पुरा भइरहेका केही भविष्यवाणीहरूको अध्ययन हामी गर्न चाहन्छौँ यी दिनहरूमा।
Not the prophecies for the future, the prophecies for today.
भविष्यको घटनाहरू होइन तर आजकै दिनको लागि
Let's begin in Daniel 12. Daniel was written about 2,500 years ago. And here in this verse we have two prophecies for today. Let's read it.
Daniel 12:4. तर तिमीले चाहिँ हे दानियल अन्तको समयसम्मका निम्ति यी वचनहरू बन्द गर र यस पुस्तकमाथि मोहर छाप लगाओ धेरै जना यताउता दगुर्नेछन् अनि ज्ञानको वृद्धि हुनेछ.
So he's prophesying about the time of the end.
त्यसैले दानियलले अन्तको समयको भविष्यवाणी गर्दछन्.
That's his time.
त्यो त अहिलेको समय हो.
And he said that in this time, in that time, that men will run to and fro. And that's easy to see today. You see, for about 6,000 years, the method of transportation did not change at all.
यो बुझ्नुहोस् कि 6,000 वर्षसम्म यातायात गर्ने मानिसहरूको तरिका चाहिँ प्राय एउटै थियो.
Men were walking,
मानिसहरू हिँड्थे,
riding the horse,
घोडामा चढ्थे,
in the boats,
अनि
slow boats,
अनि बिस्तारै ढुङ्गाहरूमा उनीहरू खेउँदै जान्थे,
paddling boats or sailing boats,
कि त उनीहरू त्यो हावाले चल्ने.
You don't know much about ships. Because you don't have any oceans. How many of you have seen the ocean? Raise your hand. But man did not have any other way to travel. Even 100 years ago, it was almost the same. The first Baptist missionary to India from England was William Carey.
India ma aayeko pahilo Baptist pracharak belayatbata aayeko chai William Carey thiye.
And that was about 200 years ago.
Tyo chai karib 200 barsha agadi ko kura ho.
And he left England and traveled to India. How long did it take?
Four months.
Thursday, I left England to fly to come to Nepal. And when did I get here? I got here on Friday. Everything has changed. In the lifetime of my grandmother. When my grandmother was born, they did not have automobiles. They did not have electricity commonly. None of these modern things.
त्यो बेलामा गाडी कारहरू थिएन. त्यो बेलामा बिजुली बत्ती पनि यसरी थिएन.
No television.
टिभी थिएन.
So all of these things are new.
त्यसले सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ नयाँ कुराहरू हुन्.
Men are running to and fro today.
मानिसहरू आज चाहिँ यताउता दौडिरहेका छन्.
Very quickly.
छिटो छिटो.
And the Bible here also says that knowledge will increase.
अर्को कुरा बाइबलले यहाँ यो पनि बताउँछ कि ज्ञानको वृद्धि हुनेछ.
We see that today.
त्यो पनि आज हामी देख्छौँ.
It was said that until 100 years ago, knowledge doubled every century.
100 years ago, this was said that knowledge doubled every century.
But now knowledge doubles every 11 hours. The first computer was built when I was 2 years old.
Computer
1951. And it was as big as this room. And it wasn't very smart. It could do arithmetic, but not many things. It wasn't very powerful.
It was
8.5 feet high.
And
today, the computer here is more powerful than that. Thousands of times.
Your computer,
knowledge is increasing. More than man could ever believe before. The whole world is connected together. The whole world is connected together with satellites. Look at Revelation 11. Verses 8-10.
अनि त्यस महान शहरको सडकमा उनीहरूका लाशहरू पडिरहेछन् जुन शहर आत्मिक रीतिले सदोम र मिस्र भनिन्छ जहाँ हाम्रा प्रभु पनि क्रुसमा टाँगिनु भयो अनि जनताहरू कुलहरू भाषाहरू र जातिहरूका मानिसहरूले उनीहरूका लासहरूलाई 3.5 दिनसम्म देख्नेछन् अनि उनीहरूका लासहरूलाई सिंहानहरूमा राखिन दिने छैनन् अनि पृथ्वीमा बस्नेहरू उनीहरूको विषयमा आनन्दित हुनेछन् र हर्ष मनाउनेछन् अनि एक अर्कालाई उपहारहरू पठाउनेछन् किनकि यी दुई भविष्यवक्ताहरूले पृथ्वीमाथि बस्नेहरूलाई पीडा दिएका थिए
Now these two witnesses will preach in Jerusalem. And they will preach against the Antichrist. And finally, the Antichrist will kill them. And they will leave their bodies in the street. And the Bible says the people all over the world All the nations will see them.
How?
Easy. See them on the internet. See them on the television. See them on the telephone. By the internet. Easy. In our office in Kathmandu,
office.
We have camera.
And it's a camera, sir.
And anywhere in the world, I could go on the internet and I could look at what is happening in that room.
Ani, internet marfat, masansarko kuni pani thama gaya, tiko thama kyu hunde chha ma herna sakchu.
Just working. What? This is the time we live in.
Ani. And
it's the time the Bible is prophesying about. 6 billion people are connected to the internet through the mobile devices.
Cell phones, mobiles.
Even in villages in Nepal. When I was driving up here, there was a girl with water buffaloes. I heard her. Talking on the phone. The village in Nepal. And that's what the Bible is prophesying. I wanted to take her picture. But when I stopped, she put up the phone. And so here's two prophecies. Men running to and fro. And the knowledge increasing. Now let's look at another one, Psalm 2. When do we need to start this group? Okay. 12. Okay. Can do. Okay. Psalm 2. Another prophecy for today. Rebellion. Worldwide rebellion against God's law. Okay, let's read it.
अनि जाति जातिका मानिसहरू व्यर्थको कुरा कल्पना गर्छन् परमप्रभुको विरोधमा र उहाँको अभिषिक्त जनको विरोधमा पृथ्वीका राजाहरू खडा हुन्छन् र शासकहरू आपसमा यसो भन्दै सल्लाह गर्छन् आओ तिनीहरूका बन्धनहरू तोडिदियौ र तिनीहरूका डोरीहरू हामीबाट फालिदियौ स्वर्गमा बस्नु नै हाँसो हुनेछ प्रभुले तिनीहरूको खिसी गर्नुहुनेछ तब उहाँ आफ्नो क्रोधमा तिनीहरूसित बोल्नुहुनेछ र आफ्नो बन्दो रिसमा तिनीहरूलाई व्याकुल पार्नुहुनेछ तरै पनि मैले आफ्नो राजालाई मेरो पवित्र पर्वत सियोनमाथि बसालेको छु म उर्दी घोषणा गर्नेछु परमप्रभुले मलाई भन्नुभएको छ तिमी मेरा पुत्र हौ आज मैले तिमीलाई जन्माएको छु मलाई माग र म तिमीलाई तिम्रो हकको सम्पत्तिको रूपमा अन्य जातिहरू र तिम्रो अधिकारको रूपमा सम्पूर्ण पृथ्वी दिनेछु तिमीले तिनीहरूलाई फलामको डन्डाले तोड्नेछ तिनीहरूलाई कुमालेको भाँडाले भाँडा चाहिँ टुक्रा टुक्रा पार्नेछ यसकारण अब हे राजाहरू बुद्धिमान बन हे पृथ्वीका न्यायकर्ताहरू पाठ सिक डर सहित परमप्रभुको सेवा गर र थरथराउँदै आनन्द गर पुत्रलाई चुम्बन गर नत्र उनीले सावधान र उनको क्रोध अलिकति मात्रै पनि दम्कियो भने तिमीहरू बाटोमै नाश होला उनीमाथि भरोसा राख्नेहरू सबै धन्यका हुन्
The book of Psalms has many prophecies. And this is a prophecy. And the Bible in Psalm 2 tells us that of three things that will happen. First, the nations will unite together in rebellion against God.
देशहरू मिलेर एक भएर परमेश्वरको विद्रोहमा उठ्नेछन्
एन्ड अगेन्स्ट गॉड्स अनॉइंटेड
र परमेश्वरको अभिषिक्त जनको विरोधमा उठ्नेछन्
एन्ड दैट्स जीसस
अभिषिक्त जन भनेको यीशु हो
सी जीसस सेड प्रीच द गॉस्पेल टु एभ्री नेशन
यीशुले भन्नुभयो सबै जातिहरूलाई सुसमाचार प्रचार गर
एन्ड दैट हैज ह्यापेंड
अनि त्यो चाहिँ भएको छ
The Bible has been translated into every major language of the world. And some part of the Bible into most, even the little languages.
अनि बाइबलको केही खण्डहरू चाहिँ एकदम सानो सानो समूहहरूले बोल्ने भाषाहरूमा पनि अनुवाद भएको छ.
But what has happened?
तर के भएको छ त?
The nations have said, we don't want that.
राष्ट्रहरूले चाहिँ भनेका छन् हामीलाई यो चाहिँ छैन.
Why don't the nations want Jesus?
किन संसारका राष्ट्रहरूले चाहिँ येशू चाहँदैन?
Look at verse 3.
तीन पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
Let's read verse 3.
तीन पदलाई हामी पढ्नेछौँ. आओ तिनीहरूका बन्धनहरू तोडिदिउँ र तिनीहरूका डोरीहरू हामीबाट फालिदिउँ.
What is that?
के हो यो?
That's God's law.
यो त परमेश्वरको नियम भनेको हो.
It's not a cord to make us in a prison.
कुनै बाटेको डोरीको कुरा गरेको होइन हामीलाई बाँध्नलाई.
It makes us free.
तर यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको नियम चाहिँ हामीलाई स्वतन्त्र पार्ने नियम हो.
God's way is the way of freedom.
परमेश्वरको मार्ग त स्वतन्त्रताको मार्ग हो.
But when men are sinners, they don't like that way.
तर जब मानिसहरू पापी हुन्छन् तब उनीहरू चाहिँ त्यो मार्गहरू चाहँदैनन्.
They don't want God to tell them how to live.
उनीहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरले उनीहरूलाई यसरी जिउनु पर्छ त्यसरी जिउनु पर्छ भनेको उनीहरू सुन्न चाहँदैन.
They don't want Jesus.
उनीहरू यीशु चाहँदैनन्.
And so the whole world is in rebellion against God today.
यसैले आज चाहिँ सारा संसार नै परमेश्वरको विद्रोहमा उठेको छ.
The United Nations.
संयुक्त राज्य संघ भन्ने संघ.
They are. What do they preach?
संयुक्त राज्य संघले के सिकाउँछ?
They preach that homosexuals should have the right.
उनीहरूले यो प्रचार गर्छ कि समलिङ्गीहरूले चाहिँ उनीहरूको अधिकार पाउनुपर्छ.
They preach that woman should be like a man.
उनीहरूले प्रचार गर्छ कि स्त्री चाहिँ पुरुष जस्तै हुनुपर्छ.
They preach everything against God's word.
उनीहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचन भएको सबै कुराको विरोधमा प्रचार गर्छ.
That's the time we live in.
त्यस्तो समयमा आज जिइरहेको छ हामी.
It's what the Bible is prophesying.
बाइबलले यसको भविष्यवाणी गरेको थियो.
And the Bible says they will say, let us break their bands asunder.
अनि बाइबलले उनीले भनेको थियो उनीहरूले यसरी भन्ने छन् तिनीहरूका बन्धनहरू तोडिदिए.
This week there was a preacher in South Africa.
यो हप्ता दक्षिण अफ्रिकामा एकजना प्रचारक थिए.
And he said if God is against the homosexuals, I hate that God.
उनले यो भन्यो कि यदि परमेश्वर चाहिँ समलिङ्गीहरूको विरुद्धमा हुनुहुन्छ भने म त्यो परमेश्वरलाई घृणा गर्छु.
He said, I'd rather go to hell than go to heaven with that God.
त्यस्तो परमेश्वरको स्वर्ग जान सट्टामा बरू म नरक जान चाहन्छु भन्यो.
His name is Desmond Tutu.
उसको नाम चाहिँ डेजमन्ड टुटु हो.
One of the most famous men in the world.
जुन संसारकै सबभन्दा विश्व प्रसिद्ध मानिस मध्ये एकजना हो.
He has received the Nobel Peace Prize.
उसले चाहिँ नोबेल प्राइज शान्तिको नोबेल प्राइज
received the highest award in America.
उसले चाहिँ अमेरिकामा दिन सक्ने सबभन्दा ठूलो उपाधि उसले पाएको छ.
He works for the United Nations.
उसले संयुक्त राष्ट्र संघको लागि काम गर्छ.
He was speaking in the United Nations meeting when he said that.
त्यो कुरा उसले भन्दाखेरि चाहिँ संयुक्त राष्ट्र संघकै ठूलो सभामा बोल्दै थियो.
He's shaking his fist at God.
उसले चाहिँ आफ्नो मुट्ठी लिएर चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ उसले देखाउँदै थियो.
The Bible says God loves me.
बाइबलले त भन्छ परमेश्वरले मानिसहरूलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
God hates the sin.
तर परमेश्वरले पापलाई चाहिँ
God will punish the sin.
पापलाई उहाँले दण्ड दिनुहुन्छ.
God provided salvation.
परमेश्वरले मुक्ति प्रबन्ध गर्नुभयो.
He himself died for our sin.
उहाँ स्वयं हाम्रो पापहरूको लागि मर्नुभयो.
And he rose from the dead.
उहाँ मरेकाबाट फुटेर
he offers salvation.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ मुक्ति प्रबन्ध लिउ भन्नुभएको छ.
God is not mean, cruel.
परमेश्वर निर्दयी हुनुहुन्न.
God is holy.
तर परमेश्वर पवित्र हुनुहुन्छ.
God is a savior, but God is also a judge.
परमेश्वर मुक्ति दिने परमेश्वर हो तर उहाँ न्याय गर्ने परमेश्वर पनि हो.
And all of the Hollywood and Bollywood movie stars shake their fist at God.
अनि सबै हलिउड र बलिउडको त्यो नायक नायिकाहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा आफ्नो हात उठाउँछन्.
All the presidents and the prime ministers, none of them love God's word.
संसारका सबै राष्ट्रपतिहरू सबै प्रधानमन्त्रीहरू कोही पनि परमेश्वरको वचनलाई प्रेम गर्दैन.
I don't know one.
मलाई एउटा पनि छ भन्ने थाहा छैन.
That's what the Bible says will happen.
And Bible is saying this भनेर बताएको थियो.
They will hate God. Hate him.
अनि उनीहरू बाइबलले बताउँछ उनीहरूले परमेश्वरलाई घृणा गर्नेछन्.
We see that everywhere in the world.
त्यो कुरा संसारको सबै ठाउँमा हामी देख्न सक्छौँ.
And the atheists are increasing.
अनि नास्तिकहरू चाहिँ बढ्दै बढ्दै गइरहेका छन्.
Last year they bought advertising signs.
गएको साल उनीहरूले चाहिँ विज्ञापन ठुला ठुला विज्ञापनहरू गरे.
England and America.
England, बेलायतमा अमेरिकामा त्यसो गरे.
And they said Jesus is a useless savior.
उनीहरूले यस्तो विज्ञापन छापे कि येशु चाहिँ काम नलाग्ने मुक्तिदाता हो.
More like Bertha. Worthless.
येशु चाहिँ व्यर्थको मुक्तिदाता हो भनेर
उनीहरूले
त्यस्तो कुरा उनीहरूले येशुको बारेमा लेखे.
And that's what David prophesied.
अनि दाउदले उहीले यही कुराको अनुमानी गरेका.
3,000 years ago, how did he know?
3,000 वर्ष अगाडि उसले कसरी थाहा पाए?
How could he see these times?
उसले कसरी 3,000 वर्ष अगाडि आजको समय देख्न सके?
He saw through prophecy.
उसले अनुमानीको दृष्टिद्वारा देख्यो.
And so the prophet said the nations will unite against God.
त्यसैले अगमवक्ताले बताएको थिए कि राष्ट्र राष्ट्रहरू मिलेर परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा उठ्नेछन्.
That's the teaching that the devil wants to give to the young people.
अनि शैतानले चाहिँ जवान मानिसहरूलाई चाहिँ त्यही कुरा सिकाउन चाहन्छ.
Don't let anyone tell you how to live.
उसले सिकाउँछ कसैले तिमीलाई चाहिँ कसरी जिउनु पर्छ भनेर तिमीलाई बताउन नदेऊ.
If you watch the television, if you listen to the music,
यदि टिभी हेर्नु भए सङ्गीत तिमीहरूको सुन्न त्यो सुन्नु भयो भने
if you go on the internet,
अनि यदि तपाईँ इन्टरनेटमा यताउता हेर्नुभयो भने
they say, dress as you please.
त्यहाँ के कुराको सन्देश दिइरहेछ भने तिमीलाई मन लाग्ने तरिकाले आफ्नो लुगा लगाऊ.
Live as you please.
तिमीलाई जस्तो मन लाग्छ त्यस्तै तरिकाले जीवन बिताऊ.
That is the spirit of that times.
यी समयहरूको आत्मा नै यस्तो छ.
And we see that in this prophecy.
अनि यो अगमबाणीमा चाहिँ हामी यो देख्छौँ.
And then we see God will laugh at them.
अनि त्यसपछि यहाँ हामी देख्छौँ कि परमेश्वर चाहिँ उनीहरू देखेर हाँस्नुहुन्छ.
Verse 4.
त्यो चाहिँ चार पदमा हो. स्वर्गमा बस्नुहुने हाँस्नुहुनेछ. प्रभुले तिनीहरूको खुसी गर्नुहुनेछ.
Two ways to laugh.
हाँस्ने पनि दुईटा तरिका छ.
You can laugh when you're happy.
एउटा चाहिँ खुसी हुँदा हाँस्न सकिन्छ.
Or you can laugh like mocking.
तर अर्को चाहिँ खिसी गर्ने तरिकाले हाँस्न पनि सकिन्छ.
God is mocking them.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ खिसी गर्नुहुनेछ.
Little man.
यति सानो मान्छे.
God made the whole universe.
परमेश्वरले यो पुरै विश्व ब्रह्माण्ड सृष्टि गर्नुभयो.
How can man speak against God?
कसरी एउटा मान्छे परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा बोल्ने?
How foolish.
कति मूर्ख.
How foolish.
कति मूर्ख.
God will laugh.
परमेश्वरलाई परमेश्वर हाँस्नुहुन्छ.
God's plan will be done.
परमेश्वरको योजना त भइसक्छ.
God will establish his kingdom.
परमेश्वरले आफ्नो राज्य स्थापना गरिछाड्नुहुन्छ.
Verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion.
तर पनि मैले आफ्नो राजालाई मेरो पवित्र पर्वत सियोनमाथि बसाएको छु.
Zion is Jerusalem.
सियोन भनेको चाहिँ यरुशलेम हो.
And when Jesus comes, he will not come to America.
येशु जब फर्केर आउनुहुन्छ उहाँ अमेरिकामा आउनुहुन्न.
Not to Japan.
जापानमा होइन.
He will come back to Jerusalem.
उहाँ यरुशलेममा आउनुहुन्छ.
And he will establish his headquarters there.
अनि त्यहाँ नै उहाँको मुख्य केन्द्र कार्यालय स्थापना गर्नुहुनेछ.
And from there he will rule the whole world.
अनि त्यहाँबाट नै सारा विश्वमा शासन चलाउनुहुनेछ.
Verse 8 and 9.
8 र 9 पदमा मलाई माग र म तिमीलाई तिम्रो हकको सम्पत्तिको रूपमा अन्य जातिहरू र तिम्रो अधिकारको रूपमा सम्पूर्ण पृथ्वी दिनेछु. तिमीले तिनीहरूलाई फलामको डण्डाले तोड्नेछ. तिमीहरूलाई कुमालेको भाँडा चाहिँ टुक्रा टुक्रा पार्नेछ. फलामको डण्डाले.
That means that Jesus will punish the sinners.
यसको मतलब येशूले पापीहरूलाई दण्ड दिनुहुनेछ.
In this day, man makes many laws. But many times those laws are not enforced. There's no punishment. But in that day, there will be laws. God's laws. And if the man breaks the law and rebels, he will be punished. He will be certainly punished. And so God will laugh. See, we need to look at the future. We see all of the bad things happening. We see the foolishness of the world. And we get discouraged. What will happen? Well, we know what will happen. This life is very short. And God, Jesus is coming. He will rule forever. And so, Jesus, God will establish His kingdom. And even Nepal will be ruled by Jesus. And Jesus' people will go all over the world, the Jews and the believers. And God will appoint them as governors. And they will rule. It will be completely different than today. And those of us who believe, we already belong to Jesus' kingdom. And so, the psalmist gives an exhortation. He says, verse 10, be instructed. Listen to God. The world is not listening. But we're listening. You can listen. That's the way of wisdom. It means, I don't know the right way. I have to have help from God.
It
means you have to be humble. You have to say, I need a teacher. And it says, verse 11, serve God with fear. Serve God. The reason God saves us is so that we can serve Him. We're not saved so we can continue to go our own way. We're saved so we can find God's perfect will. And he says, verse 12, kiss the Son. What does that mean? Well, it's talking about salvation. See, salvation is a very personal thing. It's not a religion, but it's a personal relationship with Jesus. It's coming to Jesus and personally receiving the salvation. And then it is walking with Him. Here Jesus describes this in Matthew 11. Kiss the Son. And verses
28 to 30. हे सबै परिश्रम गर्ने र भारीले दबिएकाहरू हो म त आऊ अनि म तिमीहरूलाई विश्राम दिनेछु मेरो जुवा आफूमा हिराख र मबाट सिक किनकि म नम्र र हृदयमा दिन छु अनि तिमीहरूले आफ्नो मनमा विश्राम पाउनेछ किनकि मेरो जुवा सजिलो र मेरो भारी हलुका छ
So Jesus said, "Come to me." यीशुले
भन्नुभयो म त आऊ
You cannot receive salvation from any other place. Pastors don't have salvation to give you. And your mother and father don't have salvation to give you. The only place you can get salvation is from Jesus. Directly. Jesus is alive. And he says, come to me. I'll give you rest. Salvation is a gift. It's resting in what Jesus did for me. And then he says, take my yoke on you. God has a purpose, he has a will for you. But I have to seek that. Take my yoke and learn of me. See, that's kissing the Son. Like Mary did. She sat there at Jesus' feet and listened. Martha was so worried. You see, Mary and Martha, do you know that story? How many have read that? You haven't read that, David? The first thing you need to do after you come to Christ is read the Bible, the whole Bible.
All Bible.
If you read 6 chapters a day, you can read the Bible in 6 months.
तपाईले दिनको 6 अध्याय पढ्नु भयो भने 6 महिनामा भ्याउन सक्नुहुन्छ।
Maybe 7 chapters.
7 अध्याय.
6 months. 6
महिनामा.
Right. Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. He liked to stay at their house.
यीशु चाहिँ मरियम, मार्था, लाजरसलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्थ्यो, उनीहरुको घरमा बस्नुहुन्थ्यो बेला बेला.
So Jesus said, I'm meek and lowly in heart.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो म नम्र र हृदयमा दिन्छु.
And Jesus likes to be with humble people.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ नम्र मानिसहरूसँग हुन रुचाउनुहुन्छ.
And so he came to visit.
त्यसैले उहाँ चाहिँ भेट्न आउनुभयो.
And Martha said in her mind, well, I have to get everything ready, fancy meal, everything.
अनि मार्थाले चाहिँ अब बसेर सोच्न थाल्यो, अब सबै तयारी गर्नु पर्यो, खानेकुरा एकदम यहाँ राम्रो बनाउनु पर्यो.
Mary, she sat and listened to Jesus.
And
so Martha got upset at her sister.
Martha said, "Apno, didi Maryam sanga
risai."
Was she a didi?
Bible doesn't even say it. And so she said, "Why is she helping me? She's sitting there doing nothing."
And Martha le bhancha, "Bani." किन त्यतिकै बसिरहेको मलाई सहायता पनि गरिरहेछन् यसले.
What did Jesus say?
यीशुले के जवाफ दिनुभयो?
He said, Mary has chosen the good part.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो मरियमले असल भाग रोजेकी छ.
See, Jesus was going to die soon.
अब हेर्नुहोस् यीशु त चाँडै मर्न जान लागिरहनु भएको थियो.
And Mary had one chance to sit with him again.
अनि मरियमको चाहिँ यो अन्तिम मौका थियो प्रभु यीशुसँगै बसेरा
Is it wrong to cook food?
के खाना तयार गर्नु गलत हो र?
No.
हैन.
Especially chicken curry.
विशेष गरी कुखुराको मासु.
Is it wrong to work and make money so you can have meet your obligations?
के काम गरेर पैसा कमाएर नि आफ्नो जिम्मेवारीहरू पूरा गर्नु त्यो गलत हो र?
No, God tells us to work. God tells the wife to take care of the home. If she's only sitting there reading the Bible all day, how can she take care of her home? So what is Jesus saying? He's saying we should do the right thing at the right time. Sometimes it's time to read the Bible. Sometimes it's time to pray. Sometimes it's time to work. The Bible says if you don't work, you should not eat. The Bible says if you don't care, take care of your family, you're worse than the infidel.
अनि बाइबलले भन्छ जसले आफ्नो परिवारकै हेरविचार त्यसरी गर्दैन ऊ चाहिँ अविश्वासी भन्दा पनि खराब हो
But there's a time for everything.
तर सबै कुराको लागि आफ्नो समय हुन्छ
And that time was the time to listen to Jesus. It wasn't time to be cleaning the house.
अनि त्यो घरमा चाहिँ त्यो समय चाहिँ येशूको कुरा सुन्ने समय थियो अरू काम गर्ने समय थिएन
It's like Saturday.
त्यो चाहिँ हाम्रो शनिबारको दिनमा
When the church is meeting, that's not time to be working.
जब मण्डली एक ठाउँमा भेला भइरहेको छ त्यो चाहिँ काम गर्ने समय होइन
That's the time to be in church.
यो चाहिँ मण्डलीमा हुने समय हो
You should have a time every day where you read the Bible, where you pray, where you spend time with the Lord.
त्यस्तै गरी
private time.
हरेक दिन चाहिँ तपाईँको जीवनमा चाहिँ व्यक्तिगत रूपमा एक्लै परमेश्वरसित प्रभुसित वचन पढ्ने प्रार्थना गर्ने समय हुनुपर्छ
I told the men in our church
हाम्रो मण्डलीको दाजुभाइले मैले भनेको थिएँ
सो दिस मिटिङ इज भेरी इम्पोर्टेन्ट
यो पालनमा भएको यो क्लासहरू एकदम महत्त्वपूर्ण छ
नट जस्ट इट्स नट ओन्ली द टिचिङ
खालि त्यहाँ हामी शिक्षा सुन्न मात्र गइरहेको छैनौँ
इट्स फेलोशिप
त्यो चाहिँ सङ्गति पनि हो
It's just getting away from the world for the 3 days, 4 days.
हामी तीन चार दिनको लागि संसारबाट अलग भएर
not thinking about anything else.
अनि अरू कुनै कुराको हामी चाहिँ सोच विचारै नगरिकन
thinking about the Lord.
खालि प्रभुको मात्र विचार गर्न
thinking about God's will.
परमेश्वरको इच्छाको बारेमा सोच्न लाग्यो
That's important.
त्यो महत्त्वपूर्ण छ
I'm sad. There are men in our church who should be here at this meeting.
म दुखी छु हाम्रो मण्डलीमा कति जना दाजुभाइहरू छन् उनीहरू यहाँ हुनुपर्ने थियो.
And if you talk to them they would say but I have to work.
उनीहरूलाई अब किन आएन भन्ने सोध्यो भने उनीहरूले भन्छ म त काम गर्नुपर्छ भन्छ उनीहरूले.
I agree you have to work.
म सहमत छु काम गर्नुपर्छ.
But not when it's time to be hearing God's word.
यहाँ परमेश्वरको वचन सुन्ने बेलामा चाहिँ काम गरिरहने त होइन.
The Bible says seek first the kingdom of God.
बाइबलले भन्छ पहिला सर्वप्रथम परमेश्वरको राज्यको खोजी गर्नु.
All these things will be added. Everything you need will come.
अनि अरू सबै थोकहरू जुन हामीलाई चाहिन्छ त्यो थपिने छन् त्यो आउने छन्.
If you do the right thing at the right time.
यदि ठिक समयमा ठिक काम गर्यो भने.
See that's living by faith.
त्यसलाई नै विश्वासद्वारा जिउने भनिन्छ.
See if you don't have faith
तपाईँसँग यदि विश्वास छैन भने
then you say well if I don't work this week I won't have any money
तपाईँले यसरी सोच्न थाल्नुहुन्छ ओहो यो हप्ता मैले कामै गरेन भने त मसँग पैसै हुँदैन
what happened to my business
मेरो व्यापार के होला
but if you have faith
तर यदि तपाईँसँग विश्वास छ भने
you say well if I do what God tells me to do this week this very special week
तपाईँले यसरी सोच्न थाल्नुहुन्छ यदि परमेश्वरले मलाई यो विशेष हप्तामा चाहिँ जे गर भन्नुभएको छ त्यो गरेँ भने
and I give my full attention to God's word this week
अनि यो हप्ता चाहिँ मेरो पुरा ध्यान चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचनमा लगाए भने
and I leave my business for a few days
अनि केही दिनमा मेरो व्यापारलाई छोडेर आए भने
God will take care of me
परमेश्वरले मेरो सबै हेरविचार गर्नुहुनेछ
but many don't have faith
तर धेरैजनाको यस्तो विश्वास छैन
Many believers don't have faith.
धेरै विश्वासीहरूको विश्वास छैन.
You have to live by faith. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God.
बाइबलले भन्छ बिना विश्वास परमेश्वरलाई खुशी पार्न असम्भव.
Impossible.
असम्भव.
Hebrews 10 verse 11 verse 6.
히브리 11장 10절.
Impossible.
어선밥.
You have faith?
기도만 있으면 믿으셨어?
And so kiss the son.
이제 부드러워 있으면 돼.
Salvation is a wonderful thing.
묵디 아티네 순들 그라고.
It's not only about going to heaven one day.
이제 이제 뭐 소리가 나니 좀 많이 그러나 말로이나.
It's about walking with God.
예수님 안에 있는 만요.
Knowing God.
와나 찐네 만요.
Learning about him.
와고 바르네 찐네 만요.
Every day.
매일.
Now in this life.
아니 이 지금 만에.
So Jesus said, learn of me.
예수님 만요. 뭐 바다 시가.
But you cannot learn of him unless you take his yoke.
따라 와고 주와 아프마티 너라기거나 너빨리 시크나 섭노나.
He shows himself, he reveals himself to those who are serving him. Those who are putting him first. Those who are living by faith. And then he reveals himself. Kiss the Son. It's talking about salvation. It's talking about Christian living. And so we've seen three great prophecies. And men will run to and fro. Knowledge will increase. And the world will unite in rebellion against God. Against his law. Does the atheist believe in God? Yes. The atheist talks about God all the time. The atheist uses God's name in vain. The atheist believes in God. But he hates God. Doesn't want God's law.
Alright.
माफ गर्नुस् प्रार्थना गर्न अगाडि एउटा भजन गाउँ है समय अलिकति रहेछ है भजन गाउँ अनि त्यसपछि प्रार्थना गर्नुहुन्छ